4 o'clock. And News Time, the Steve Cochran Show, celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. The news is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. Here's Jen DeSalvo.
It's 39 and partly cloudy at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Thousands of revelers line the streets to watch the Chicago River be dyed green for St. Patrick's Day. In a decades-old tradition, onlookers stood on the Michigan Avenue Bridge and the city's river walk to watch members of the Chicago Plumbers Local 130 dump and spray the dye into the river from boats. The union says the dye formula is a closely guarded secret, but members assure that it's been tested and is safe for the environment. Irish pro boxer Conor McGregor was one of the dignitaries that marched in the Chicago parade.
Thank you, Ireland. I love you all. Yes.
And authorities in Wisconsin have arrested a man involved in a decades-old murder case. WGN Don Kleppen has more.
In 1976, 25-year-old David Shuldes and 24-year-old Ellen Matthews were shot to death in the town of Silver Cliff. On Friday, police arrested Raymond Vanuwenhoven in Lakewood, Wisconsin, saying DNA evidence linked him to the shootings 43 years ago. The Marinette County Sheriff's Office released new sketches of the suspect last summer using DNA from Matthews' clothing. Don Kleppen, WGN News.
Beto O'Rourke, 2 days after announcing his intent to run for president, is in Iowa this weekend for a different kind of run, a 5K road race. The presidential hopeful will run the event tomorrow and has several political events planned while he's there. At a different running event today, O'Rourke said if elected, he'll make affordable health care available to all Americans.
It has to mean that you can afford it. Now, whether that's absolutely free for everyone up front, at one point or another, we're all going to have to pay for it. So I don't think any of this is going to be free, but I want to make sure that cost is not an object to obtaining your care, your prescription, or taking your child to a therapist.
O'Rourke's name newly added to a long list of Democratic candidates. If you're looking for a job in education, Illinois is looking for you. WGN's Roger Badish explains.
University of Illinois is seeing an increase in students at all three of its campuses, rising by at least 7,500 students since 2014. The school is looking to hire 900 faculty over the next 5 years in order to accommodate the increase. Roger Badish, WGN News.
And Roger's story comes at a time where new state data shows Illinois high school graduates have increasingly enrolled colleges and universities in recent years. More than 48% of public high school graduates who enrolled in four-year universities in 2017 decided to attend schools that aren't in Illinois. That figure has climbed from nearly 45% in 2015. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Do you want a smooth shave in the morning, the smoothest you've ever had? To claim your offer and let them know I sent you.
WGN Sports, the Blackhawks visit Montreal tonight. The pregame with Chris Bowden at 5:30 and the faceoff at 6 with John Weidman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN and at WGNradio.com. In Big Ten tournament action, Michigan State beats Wisconsin today 67-55. And Michigan over Minnesota currently 76-48. There's about 3 minutes left in the game. WGN traffic, things are kind of messy out there, but everything in Grant Park has been reopened after the earlier St. Patrick's Day parade. We have a crash in Orland Park southbound at 151st. Also one on I-355 southbound just before Archer Avenue. The two left lanes are blocked. And in Hometown, Southwest Highway southbound after 87th Street, that also blocked. The expressway is looking like a typical rush hour commute today. Kennedy O'Hare into downtown, 43 minutes. The outbound side, 16 to Montrose. The two right lanes are blocked after Ohio Street. The Eisenhower and accident blocks the right lane inbound at Costner. And over on the Stevenson, just add a few minutes each direction to your trip. Nothing too detrimental on the Stevenson. 25 minutes on the Ryan from 95th into downtown. The Bishop Ford accident on the right shoulder inbound just past 111th Street, and then some gapers on the outbound side to that. And everything on Lakeshore Drive, pretty heavy at about 10 minutes to your typical commute because of all the traffic coming out of the St. Patrick's Day and Riverdyne festivities. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, lots of sunshine with a high near 40. Tonight, passing clouds with a low of 25. And tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. A few flurries are possible. A high near 40. Currently, it's 39 at O'Hare, 43 at Midway, 41 in Elgin, and 34 at Chicago's Lakefront. I'm Jen DeSalvo in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.